God of all things, grant us to follow in the way of your Son this week, that through his death we might receive the riches of your grace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. If you knew that you had 1 week left to live, how would you begin that week? Jesus has been very clear with his disciples. He will go to Jerusalem and be killed. He knows how this week is going to end, which makes how he chooses to begin the week all the more interesting. He tells two of his disciples, hey, I need you to do something for me. Go into that village over there and find a donkey that's never been ridden and bring it to me. Probably not how I would choose to begin my last week. And then Jesus adds, and if anyone gives you any trouble about it, just tell them, the Lord needs it. In that explanation of the Lord needs it, we have a lens through which to view not only Palm Sunday, not only Holy Week, but our entire lives. The Lord has a purpose for this. This week that we are entering into is one of the most important in our faith, in our lives, in all of history. And I say enter into intentionally. Holy Week is not a remembrance. It is not a commemoration. It is an event. By paying attention to the readings, music, prayers, and actions this week, we actually enter into the depths of meaning that this week has for us and for our salvation. So this is my encouragement to drink deeply from the well of Holy Week. We have liturgies, both in person and online, every day of this week. The sermons will all be recorded and posted to the sermon podcast. And these things are not done for God. They are for you. God does not need the liturgies of this week. And I certainly do not get paid per sermon. We know from experience that the more we give ourselves to something, the more we will be enriched and transformed by it. So give yourself to the story of Holy Week this week, because it is our story. Of all the ways that God could have chosen for things to play out, what we will see this week is what God thought was needed. On the other side of Easter, when Jesus walks along two of his followers on the road to Emmaus, he says to them, was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. Holy Week was no accident. This was not an unforeseen outcome. But from the very beginning, this was how God intended the final week of the incarnate Word's life to unfold. And it begins with the instruction to go and get a donkey. Now, as many 5- and 8-year-old girls desire, my daughters very much want to ride a horse. Well, a unicorn would be preferable, but a horse will do. Now, in my opinion, they're a little bit young for a horse, so if I took them out to the farm and said, here's a donkey, I don't think that would satisfy their desires. A donkey is a beast of burden, not bred for its speed or its looks, but rather its ability to work. In this morning's readings from Isaiah and Philippians, we are clued into this godly virtue of humility. Isaiah speaks of the servant of the Lord who does not hide his face from insults or spitting. And St. Paul in Philippians quotes from an ancient creed or hymn of the earliest church that says, Christ Jesus did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave in human form, and humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of death on a cross. The donkey fits this motif of lowliness. Jesus does not begin his final week with a grand show of his power, but with a statement about where true power comes. comes from. And this humility stands in stark contrast to the world around him. This is the start of Passover, that grand celebration in the Jewish faith of God's saving acts in Egypt and at the Red Sea. Passover is a reminder that God has saved Israel in the past by overthrowing oppressive political regimes. So why not again now? Why can't this be the beginning of the end of the Roman occupation of the Holy Land? But Pontius Pilate knows that this hope for liberation and salvation is in the air. So on that first Palm Sunday, just as he did at the start of every Passover celebration, Pilate entered the holy city of Jerusalem in a military parade, showing off the might of the Roman army. There were soldiers clad in armor, valiant horses, and prisoners dragged along in chains. It made a very clear statement. We are stronger than you are, so don't get any crazy ideas this week. Now, Jesus showing up on a donkey is a clear counter-protest to this Roman display of military might. In modern terms, Pilate enters the city in a tank and Jesus on a tricycle. It's comical. And God, of course, gets the last laugh, because we now understand that Jesus was actually the one with all the power on that day. This ought to help us to understand that power is not about wealth, strength, numbers, or political office. God's power is found in the lowly, and we will see that theme repeated over and over again in Holy Week and throughout history as well. Isaiah notes that the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. And in Philippians, we heard God has highly exalted Jesus and given him the name that is above every name. Humility and lowliness are where godly power come from. And so Jesus needs the donkey to make this commentary. After entering into Jerusalem, St. Mark tells us that Jesus entered the temple and looked around at everything. And then he went out to Bethany, which is a village just past the Mount of Olives. And did you catch what Jesus did in the temple? Nothing. He entered the temple, took stock of things, and then left. Sometimes the better part of wisdom is patient discernment. We are so quick to act and react. But here Jesus shows us that sometimes just taking it all in and paying attention is what is needed. Let this be an example to us of how we are to spend Holy Week. To be sure, action is needed, and it will come. We can focus on doing things like duties and vocation next week. But for now, just pay attention to what is around you in this week, which we call holy. Then, as we heard in the next part of the story that was read, Jesus notices a fig tree with no fruit on it. Even in his final week, Jesus remains a great teacher. He seizes this opportunity to teach about the importance of fruitfulness. If no fruits are growing, then that tree is just wasting resources. After the incident that we call the cleansing of the temple, Jesus' disciples notice that that fig tree has withered, just as Jesus said that it would. Just as Jesus needed the donkey, Jesus needed the fruit, not because he was hungry or was lacking anything, but because he needed to teach us something about fruitfulness as the intention of faith. So the answer to the question, why did Jesus need the donkey? Or why did Jesus want there to be fruit on the fig tree? Is that they were needed for God's will to be done. The donkey and the fig tree were about doing, or not doing in the tree's case, God's business. And this is how we can interpret all of Holy Week. Holy Week is the story of God doing God's business. In this holiest of weeks, God is doing something for us and for our salvation. God is teaching us about the power of love and demonstrating it to us as an example to follow. And so when someone asks us, "What are you doing?" or "Why are you doing that?" we see that the response of faith is the Lord needs it. And if we cannot say that God needs what we are doing, then like Jesus, who contemplates what he sees in the temple, perhaps we need to spend some time further thinking about how we are spending our time, our energy, our money, our passion, our lives. Are we up to the Lord's business or not? And the grace of Holy Week, of course, is that we will see many people who are not up to God's business. Like Peter, we will all deny Jesus. Like Judas, we will all betray him. Like the authorities, we will all seek to silence him. Like the crowds, we will all shout, "Crucify him." But God will still be up to God's business, doing what is needed for us and for our salvation, so that a week from now, together, we will taste the sweet fruits of resurrection.